Good morning. It's 8:51.
Well, it seems every week we get another one, but we do have another one now, another critical deadline for Congress, just weeks away to come up with a budget resolution or face deep cuts under the sequestration order. And that could cost our area hundreds of thousands of jobs. Now, one area congressman has an idea to avoid this. Imagine that. Joining us live, Congressman Frank Wolf. Glad somebody's got an idea to try to avoid this, Congressman. What's your plan?
If the president were to submit a budget and we were to use both the House and the Senate with the president, the cuts and the reductions in the Simpson-Bowles Commission, it resolves the sequestration issue. And all the ideas that are out there now only resolve it for 1 year. This resolves it permanently. If you recall, Simpson-Bowles had a $4 trillion savings over a period of 10 years. So there are a group of us that are going to offer an amendment today asking that when the president submits his budget plan, it be built around the Simpson-Bowles Commission. Simpson-Bowles calls for reform of entitlements. For instance, if you're 50 years old, you're going to have to work another month. If you're 40 years old, you're going to have to work another 6 months before you can retire on Social Security. But the savings would all come from the reforming of the entitlements and closing tax loopholes, which would mean that the cuts would still take place. They would come in other areas the sequestration would not take.
But those Simpson-Bowles recommendations got an awful lot of praise when they first came out, but still got very little traction. Why do you think that would change now?
Well, because I think the country's in trouble. I mean, we can all feel it. You can feel this country is in trouble, and I would say both parties are to blame. If you recall during the debate, the third debate or fourth, I forget, the president said Simpson-Bowles was a good idea. But then when he appointed the commission, he walked away from it. And then during the debate, he said the sequestration would not take effect. So the country is in a much more difficult situation today than we were last October during the presidential campaign. This will hurt this area, but it will hurt the entire country. It'll hurt defense, but also non-defense, have an impact on the Weather Bureau, have an impact on the FBI, have an impact on the cancer research, have an impact on so many of the domestic areas. So I think the way you deal with it is let the savings go forward, but make up the difference with regard to forming the entitlements, raising the retirement age for Social Security, doing those things and closing tax loopholes. Otherwise, I think the whole country is going to go through a very, very difficult time.
How about your colleagues? How are they going to accept this idea? So many of them seem geared almost looking forward to what could be this forced savings here. Do they see this as a pipe dream, or can you convince them it's a smarter approach?
Well, the amendment today will be offered. We'll have two Republicans and two Democrats, so it'll be a bipartisan amendment. I mean, I think we'll have to see. But this is not a game. A lot of people are going to be hurt, and the country is going to be hurt. And too much of the emphasis has only been in defense, the non-defense areas. So you tell me you want to cut the FBI, there'll be furloughs at the FBI. I fund the FBI in my committee. There'll be furloughs at the FBI. Did you see the article in the Post last week where the Weather Bureau said they may turn off the radars during sunny days and pray that nothing bad happens? You're going to cut off all that during the hurricane season, during the tornado season? So I would hope so, and I think both parties have a responsibility to come forward and deal with it in a way. The savings would still take place, but you use the Simpson-Bowles language to make up the difference.
Having reached out to the White House and to Speaker Boehner, have you heard anything back on either of those letters?
No, we have not. And the amendment will be offered this afternoon, but no, we have not heard. And no, we have not.
Are you sound frustrated?
Yeah, well, I can
understand. Well, because I see what is going to happen. This is a great nation. You just can't allow indiscriminate cuts like a meat axe to come forward. I mean, you can make changes, you can make reductions, but all these people talk about how they want to eliminate the deficit. Then they never talk about reforming the entitlements. I mean, I'm prepared to vote to raise the retirement age for people who retire under Social Security. When I go into high schools in my district and I ask the young people, do you believe the Social Security system is sound and will be there when you retire? Not one hand has gone up in the last 4 years.
I got to ask you, I know you represent your district in Northern Virginia and are concerned about it, but the whole political question here, have Republicans and Democrats become more concerned about their party and their seat than the people that they are elected to represent?
Well, I don't know that it's my spot to make a judgment on other
Why
people.
Not? You're there,
well,
I'm not.
I think we're at a situation. The president is the president of the United States. He's the only office under the Constitution that represents the entire country. Members of Congress do get very provincial to look at their own district. So I think the president can provide the leadership here. He appointed Simpson Bowles. He said it was a good idea, and then he walked away from it. And so here he has the opportunity. But I think rather than criticizing, condemning, and complaining and attacking people, I just think it's time for us to deal with this because the country will go through a very difficult time, and not just defense, but non-defense areas and cancer research. Only around roughly 15% of the budget is what they call, and this is Washington talk, domestic discretionary. A large portion is interest on the debt. We're spending billions of dollars a week on interest on the debt that we send to China.
Well, let's hope somebody's listening. Congressman, appreciate your coming on this morning.
Well, thanks so much.
Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf.